US President Donald Trump says military action against Tehran is being considered as protests in Iran continue to be met with deadly force. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors have opened an investigation into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who has faced multiple public attacks from the president. John Lyons is the ABC's Americas editor. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Morning, Jade.
John, it's always a really busy time in the US, but let's first of all look at this breaking news. The Prime Minister has just announced that the Australian Ambassador to Washington, Kevin Rudd, is stepping down in March. Was that a surprise?
It was a surprise that it happened quite so quickly, although he was due to, at some point probably in this year, to finish his term. He's going off to become the global president of the Asia Society, and I think that people would have to, fair-minded people, if they looked at his record, would have to say he's been a good ambassador. In terms of results, I know he's had that ongoing, you know, conflict over what he'd written or said about Donald Trump in the past, but if that was a measure, then look at what Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance have said about Donald Trump in the past, which is far worse than anything that Kevin Rudd ever said. But in terms of results, Australia, the cyclone Trump that has hit much of the world, has been, Australia's been largely spared. We have equal lowest tariffs along with the UK. And more importantly, the access that the Prime Minister of Australia has had to the President has been as good as any country. The 3.5-hour meeting that Prime Minister Albanese had not long ago with President Trump, it was extraordinary access. Relations between the US President and the Australian Prime Minister are as good as could possibly be. So I think if you look on those measures, I think Kevin Rudd's been a very good ambassador.
And there'll no doubt be a lot of speculation now about who is going to replace him. It's a very critical role for the Australian government, isn't it? Especially at a time when it's navigating the AUKUS deal.
That's right. And Australia tends to send its heavyweights. It tends to be a captain's pick by the Prime Minister. You look at some of the people in the past, be it, you know, Kim Beazley, Dennis Richardson, Joe Hockey. These have all been major figures in Australian politics or bureaucracy. It's a major appointment, but it is very important because Donald Trump is not a typical US president, and it requires a lot of smarts and work to try to help mitigate Australia from the effects of Cyclone Trump.
If we turn to Iran, John, Donald Trump has said that he's considering very strong, in his words, military options against Iran. Do we have any more information on what those options could look like?
Well, it's clear that the United States is preparing to do something. It's looking at all its options. My own assessment, based on what is being said in and around the White House, is that America will probably, more likely than not, launch limited military strikes on Iran, on Iranian military facilities. They'll be very careful to spare civilians because, of course, that's part of the rationale. Donald Trump has said, if you kill your civilians, then we'll shoot at you. The Iranian regime at the moment is killing its own civilians. It's fighting for its life. The regime in Tehran, have no mistake, having been there three times, they will do whatever they need to do or want to do to stay in power. It's a brutal regime, and they are prepared to do the worst of what we've seen in history, whether it's the Tiananmen Square type action by the Beijing leadership. The Iranian regime will stop at nothing, but then I think if that happens, if it gets worse, and it looks like it might, then I think the United States will respond with some sort of military action.
Iran has threatened to retaliate if that happens. What could that involve?
Well, the Iranian regime is at one of its weakest points. It's been for some time. Its major proxy, Hezbollah, of course, has been largely defanged by Israel and in the various wars that have been had in the last couple of years. Iran is not militarily strong. Israel is its usual target, has its Iron Dome facilities, which stopped most of the Iranian missiles fired last time. The Iranians would most likely respond by hitting US military bases that are dotted through places like Syria and Iraq. They are the usual targets. The Americans, of course, are well prepared for that. So I think it would be a limited response. Look, it may not happen. There may be diplomatic ways out of this. The Iranians are sort of saying now we're prepared to talk. And I think if they were smart, they would engage in a conversation quickly with Donald Trump.
The ABC's Americas editor, John Lyons, is with me on Radio National Breakfast. John, bring us up to date on this federal case that's been opened against the US Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell.
Well, this is quite extraordinary, Jade, that he is the head of the Federal Reserve, the head of the most powerful central bank in the world. Donald Trump doesn't like him. He's made clear he doesn't like him. He doesn't like him because he thinks he should have lowered interest rates quicker. Jerome Powell's argument is that the American economy is extremely strong and robust at the moment, and lowering interest rates could have led to a surge in inflation, which of course would have had all sorts of consequences. But now, Mr. Powell, the federal authorities are hitting him with a criminal investigation by the Justice Department over his testimony to Congress. It's all about renovations to the Federal Reserve's headquarters, which you've seen being done when you were here, Jade, as bureau chief. Three former head central bank chiefs and four former Treasury secretaries have thrown their support behind Mr. Powell. The White House says Donald Trump has not in any way instructed this. He's not part of this prosecution, but there's a real pattern here. Whether or not the White House is involved or denies it, there's a pattern here that is unmistakable, that there are enemies or people who've criticised Donald Trump, John Bolton, James Comey, Letitia James, the list is growing, who then happen to be hit by the Department of Justice hitting them with criminal prosecutions. Now, the pattern seems to be that if you're an enemy or a vocal critic of Donald Trump, you are at risk of being hit by criminal prosecutions.
Extraordinary times as always. John Lyons, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jade.
John Lyons is the ABC's Americas editor.